At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and friend and co-host, at Gordon G. Chang. We go immediately to Charles Burton in Ottawa. Our eyes on Canada's defense of itself from Chinese bad acting. Charles, we've talked about Chinese scientists in your labs. We've talked about Chinese effort to undermine your credibility with Huawei. We've talked about bad actors using China, using Canada as a refuge with their ill-gotten gains. We've not talked about China EVs and Canada. There's a question mark raised now about the surveillance state in China coming to Canada. Is it debated? Is it part of the conversation that if we didn't let Huawei in, we shouldn't let any of their toys in? Good evening to you, Charles.
Good evening. Unfortunately, the current government has not made any direct references to concerns about national security in our proposed re-engagement with China. Last year, Canada did impose a 100% tariff on electric vehicles coming into Canada. That was at the request of the Biden administration, really, but there are excellent reasons why Canada would not want the Chinese EVs, aside from the fact that these heavily subsidized spy machines on wheels would be devastating the Canadian auto sector because they'd be sold so cheaply. There's also the question of how that would impact the United States. And, you know, Gordon has suggested that perhaps if Canada did have the Chinese EVs running around Canada, that they would be stopped at the border for all the Canadians that wanted to drive down to Florida, that kind of thing. Currently, the problem is for Canada is that China has applied tariff to Canadian canola products. This is rapeseed products in retaliation for the ban on the EVs, although China does not say so. They simply claim that Canada's canola production is heavily subsidized by the Canadian government, which is nonsense. They had previously banned canola going into China at the time of Canada's detention of the Huawei CFO, Meng Wanzhou, on spurious claims that the seeds that we were sending to China were contaminated with musks and insects, that sort of thing. Also completely untrue. Thing is that, you know, Canada produces about $12 billion Canadian dollars worth of canola every year, of which last year we exported $4 billion to China. There are about 40,000 Canadian farmers involved in the production of canola. And China last year applied 100% tariff on canola oil and canola meal, and then more recently applied a 73% tariff on the export of seed. And most of Canadian canola exports are the little seeds to other countries. We send more meal and oil. So the Saskatchewan premier recently went to China solely for the purpose of trying to resolve the canola issue. And his demand is that Canada should remove the tariff on the EVs and comply with Chinese demands to reopen the Chinese market to Canadian canola imports. Of course, China would at least tacitly suggest that that will happen if Canada does not address Chinese espionage and influence activities inside Canada and removes restrictions on Chinese mining operations in the north, particularly in critical minerals, and not resist Chinese espionage missions in the Arctic, which are now becoming quite marked. So, you know, an answer, it's a long answer to a short question, but the issue really is that Canada seems to want to prioritize the furthering of Canadian prosperity through more sales to China. China is holding that out as a carrot with conditions, but past experience suggests that Canada will not get more access to the Chinese market, and China will continue to use economic leverage to further its geostrategic goals in Canada, which of course impinge on all of North America, including the United States.
Gordon, you have a question.
Charles, the Biden administration, to its great credit, banned what it called connected vehicles from certain countries, such as China, on American roads. These are essentially Chinese EVs because they are essentially surveillance machines. Now, if Canada were to allow Chinese EVs onto their roads, it would seem to me that the United States, as a matter of national security, should be banning these vehicles at the border. In other words, Canadians couldn't drive their EVs into the United States. What would that do for relations between Washington and Ottawa if we were to take that step?
Well, I guess Canada would adopt retaliatory measures of some kind. Of course, the number of Canadians moving going into the United States has gone down significantly due to the soft power, the negative soft power of the Trump administration. So, you know, I meet Canadians all the time who say, "Do you plan to travel to the United States?" And if I suggest I might, they look askance at me and suggest they haven't gone there. Or if they do go to the United States, they minimize their purchases. So it's a psychological thing. But, you know, there'd be other considerations. Would the Chinese EVs be able to approach defensive facilities in Canada that are joint with the United States? There are just a lot of issues with the EVs. There's no question about it. And of course, the possibility that in time of conflict, the software update on an EV from China would cause them to stop or go backwards or whatever. You know, there's really no control over these things. There is also the possibility that more trucking will be using EV technology, and that would really if the trucks were stopped at the border, that would really significantly impact Canada-U.S. economic relations. I mean, let's bear in mind that 35 American states have Canada as their major trading partner. So it's not a small deal for the United States, actually.
Charles, Mr. Carney was a great campaigner against the United States and Mr. Trump. It won him the election easily. How is he about China and Xi Jinping? Do we know his policy? We have about a minute.
We're concerned that his policy is solely about economics. He has a lot of experience in his international business career with China. He's met Xi Jinping many times. The cabinet, we understand, is currently considering the removal of the tariffs on EVs, which, of course, occurred under his predecessor. And he is expected to meet with Mr. Xi in the fall. And there's a lot of pressure from provincial governments to accommodate the Chinese government's demands to have the tariffs that China has imposed on Canada removed, and that China should be a venue for diversification of our trade, which is being inhibited by the U.S. tariffs.
He sounds similar to Trudeau. Is that consistent with what we know about him? We've got about a minute.
It could be worse, actually, because he really hasn't said anything about China. Threat to Canadian security and sovereignty, and he has been very slow to implement the Canadian equivalent of a FARA, the Foreign Agent Registry, that passed through the Canadian Parliament in June 2024, and so far we don't have one or a commissioner to administer it. So it's not looking at all good, but the fact he said nothing, I suppose, is better than if he'd said something. And obviously, this is a very sensitive issue in Canada, but the public opinion polls indicate that Canadians' concerns about China's threat to our security and sovereignty are going down as the concerns about the impact of the U.S. tariffs on Canadian economy is going up.
Charles Burton of the Synopsis think tank, Gordon Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.